यथा मनो मे गमतां तद्वत मनो मे गमतां तई आई प्रे यू कैप्चर मी होल सेल दैट इज द प्रेयर ऑफ द सर्विसर टू द लॉर्ड यू कैप्चर मी होल सेल माय एवरी एटम इन माय लाइफ एवरी नॉड इन माय लाइफ इन माय बॉडी मैं surcharged with your thought, your love and your activity, and this should be our prayer. When to be captured, captivated by the absolute Lord of love to every inch of our existence, that should be our. This is Mahaprabhu, this is Bhagavat, this is Nityananda, our Guru Maharaj, this is Bhaktivedanta, Swami Maharaj. They all tried to take us in such form, in such plane of life. But approximately what I determined to you now. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Any question? Any question from any quarter? গৌর হরি কত বাজলো? নটা? কেউ আছে নাকি এখানে? আর কাছে ওষুধ দিতে মিক্সচারটা নটার সময় খেতে বলে না, ক্যাপসুল খাওয়া হয়ে গেছে, মিক্সচারটার টাইম আটটার সময়, সাতটা আটটা, ও হ্যাঁ ইয়ে ক্যাপসুলই বাজ ক্যাপসুল এই লম্বা কালো পারেন বলি একটা আছে ক্যাপসুল, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, গৌর হরি বল, নিগাই গৌর হরি বল, নিগাই গৌর হরি বল, নিগাই গৌর হরি বল. নো কোয়েশ্চেন দেন? আবার ভারতী মহারাজ মে অ্যাড্রেস ওয়ান কোয়েশ্চেন বাই বাই হুম
সার্বভৌম ভট্টাচার্য দাস.
Sarvabhauma
Bhattacharya Das.
Bhattacharya Das. Oh, new gentleman, eh? Come from? Come yesterday? No.
No.
Swami Maharaj's disciple.
Swami Maharaj's disciple?
Dhritapada's disciple.
Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. A great logician. Outstanding scholar in logic. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. What is your question? What's the question?
I was wondering if you could explain how the jiva comes to the material world in the first place, how he becomes envious of Krishna.
He's asking how the jiva comes to the material world in the first place.
Finally, huh? ABC. সার্বভৌম টাই পাইছিল অ্যান্সার. এই হরিচরণ তো গলা হইতে নামলো না, আজকাল মরি দেয়. ইউ হ্যাভ টু ডিল উইথ রিয়ালিটি. ইজ ইট নেসেসারি for you to know where have you come, but what is your real necessity, immediate necessity? there is trouble, how to get out this, of the trouble. That should be the question. Or it will be... somewhat rapsal. This question, this sort of question. First I want to get relief from the pains I am in the midst of. That is practical, genuine, sincere. First necessity, I want to get out of fire. Next, it may come that how I was caught by fire. When I am within the power, that inquiry committee, how I came within the power to get an set an inquiry committee is not necessary. First, I want to save from the fire. Then when I shall get out, then that question may come, how I caught fire. Next. This is curiosity, hunting, philosophy. How I am to get out of the fire? That should be the real question of earnestness, practical question. These are philosophical, to satisfy philosophical curiosity. That has got no practical value. That background we may know. Jiva Goswami has given, Rupa Goswami has written that kriti saddho bhavet saddho bhavasa sadhana vidha nitya siddhasya bhavasya prakatyam hridi saddhata. It is within, but it is covered, and to discover and to come out with the inner wealth that is, it is within us, and but it is covered, and to discover it, then we see that we are in real position. It means that it was with me, how I could lose it, how I have lost this. It comes such question in this town. Then Jiva Goswami has given the explanation. The general jiva soul which we find in this world that come from tatastha, the marginal position, not in the positive participation, neither in the negative, but tatastha, marginal potency there is. The incurring current and the outcurring current, and between the two there is some margin, there is some equilibrium stage. And the equilibrium has been disturbed, and then this negative side movement has been created. And the jeev, which were in dormant form in that equilibrium, that has come to this negative side to exploit. In this way, the first start of the jiva soul in the world of exploitation has been told, described. Mahaprabhu says, Jivir Sarupai Krishna Nityadas, Krishna Tatastha Shakti Bhedabhed Prakash. We have to harmonize that jiva in the Tatastha, he is created, if we told, but his automatic existence is endowed with two adaptability. Thought means margin. Margin may be thought out to be endowed with two possible adaptability. Adaptability for exploitation and the adaptability for dedication. But in the most marginal, most germinal form, which is cannot be detected. Detected, akkhara, akkhara. Kutastha akkhara uchyate. Kutastha means beyond tracing, which cannot be traced, that is kutastha. Undetectable position, undetectable position, that is kutastha. Kutastho khara uchyate. Kharasarvani bhutani kutastho khara uchyate. What is already mingling in this exploiting energy, that is khara. And okkhara, what is in the position of the undetectable plane, undiscriminable plane, that is equilibrium. And the equilibrium is being disturbed and some coming this side. And some may go that side. In this way, Krishna tatastha shakti. Tat means margin. Tat means neither land nor ocean. That is called tat in Sanskrit. Neither land nor ocean, the margin between the two. So in-carrying, out-carrying, and the margin, equilibrium position, and the equilibrium is disturbed by the waves of both sides, and thereby many comes, many from that undetectable quarter is seen to come to this world of exploitation. And here also, by the grace of the Lord, so many agents, to recruit them to their higher prospective world, where they can have higher prospect in the world of dedication. And by their gracious activity of relief work, the souls there imparted with some sort of injection of nirgun, dedication, and that is accumulated gradually in them, create a tendency to challenge his present land of exploitation, challenge his prospect of this land of exploitation, and it is deposited more and more, and creates a tendency in him to go towards the land of dedication. In this way, the devotion is being preached, and so many recruitment from this world goes to that, and so many others also from that marginal infinite point. The line is infinite, the plane is also infinite. So the marginal infinite aspect of infinite, so many comes in again here in this way. It is to be mathematically understood. But just as who are in the plane of dedication, they sometimes, as the peculiar quality of their play, they manage to come here sometimes by giving some curse this or that, as if they come here. But that is coming temporarily for play, just as the Americans with some visa passport can come here, stay for some time and go to their land. But for the ordinary native to go to that land, it will be difficult to get passport and a visa and then to enter. But from higher position, anyone can come and secure the passport visa playfully and comes and go very easily. So, from the land of dedication, anyone can come by the order of God, by of the Lord, or in a group with some plan or some scheme comes to this world for the benefit of the world. And they, after passing some time in past things, they vanish, go up to their own position. That is also a class, but there that is playfully come, not come here. In a prison house, so many officers and so many visitors also can enter in a jail, in a prison house. But the entering of the prisoners in the prison house and the outside visitors in the prison, that is not one and the same, different. One as a visitor and another as the result of his own crime, permanent habitant there, in this way. Is it clear? Sarvabhaumaji? Or any sadhishu? Generally, I have described. Now, if any particular point within this you like to ask, you may ask. You have asked, but many one, they have this curiosity, they will also hear. So you may ask question.
Shri Maharaj?
For the benefit of the all.
What is the actual cause of the disturbance? What is the cause of the disturbance?
Disturbance.
What disturbs
disturbance? What is the cause of the?
Disturbance.
Disturbance. What disturbance?
That makes the jiva fall down from marginal to external. What disturbs the sleep condition?
Disturbance. The movement. That may be sometimes in it and sometimes external. Sometimes external. The Mahavishnu is at the back. And he creates the Mamo Yoni Mahat Brahma Tasmin Gadbhaṁ Dadhaṁ Mahaṁ Sambhava Sarva Bhutanāṁ Tatu Ki Jayanti. Mahavishnu, who is at the back of this, on the other side, the side of dedication, the current of dedication, on the upper side, we may say, there is Mahavishnu, who is supposed to be the master of this land, the no man's land, the Tatastha. Tatastha, look, that buffer state, that equilibrium state, that is divided from subtle standpoint into two. The exploiting side, half almost, is called viroja, like some watery accommodating position. That is the highest conception of prakriti, of matter, or exploitation in the subtlest form. And the other side, that is on the dedication, that is. And the Brahmaloka, that is the lowest conception of consciousness. Consciousness. Consciousness means consciousness means enjoyer. And that is object of enjoyment. Enjoyer and enjoyed. Prakriti, Purush. Purush is enjoyer, Prakriti is enjoyed. Then this side, the half is Viroja, Prakriti, and the other side is Brahmaloka, is Purusha type, but not clearly expressive. And undetectable, undiscriminatable position. Now, the, from Brahmaloka, enjoyer unit is pushed to this side, and that is pressed by Mahavishnu. Who is on the personal conception of the first, the most lower conception of the enjoyment, as a, enjoyer as a whole, the Mahavishnu, his push creates some disturbance here. His free, by his free action, some push comes into the Prakriti, and that is called that Talalinga Bhagavan Sambhu, the ikkhan of Karunar Navsai, a glance, as if a glance is cast on the Viroja, the objective representation in its finest form, represented as Viroja, Prakriti, the most crudest form of enjoyed element is Prakriti, and there the glance is cast ikkhan. It has been described as ikkhan, as katakha, glance, first conception of enjoying. That comes, and thereby backed by that Mahavishnu, who is just superior to that Brahma, this massive conception of the crude subjective plane, a push from the back side or upper side creates some movement, and thereby some is forced to come somewhat this side. Mahavishnu, Jagatkarta. Apareva sasat jadur maya. Manushanghita also. Tadasayambhur bhagavan. Apareva sasat jadur. So generally, water is has been selected to be the example of Prakriti Viroja. And the light has been suggested to be the conception, to carry the conception of consciousness. Something, Brahmaloka is some light, mass of light and mass of water. Something like light and water. That analogy, these two analogies has been used for Prakriti and Purusha, as Viroja and Brahmaloka. Anyhow, and if we are to trace the cause of the cause of the cause, the prime cause, then he is sweet will, he is making lila. Hegel says, he is for itself. Absolute must be by itself and for itself. So he is for himself, not responsible to anyone. He is automatic play, his lila. From the absolute consideration, we are forced to come to this point that what is causeless movement, that is lila, causeless dynamic existence, means lila, his pleasure, his sweet will. Ultimately, everything is attributed to his sweet will. The prime cause is not under any law of necessity. We find him in such a way. That should be the explanation of everything in the very root. Hegel said in German, he is also such opinion, reality must be by itself and for itself. He is his own cause, and he exists to fulfill his own purpose, that is Lila. We see it, but it is his, ultimately, it is his Lila. Everything is meant for him, not for any part. And the partial necessity is also there. It is subsidiary, underlying. Can't you follow?
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
So, Maharaj.
Arthesu abhigna sarat in Bhagavatam. Also, this, as Hegel says, it is in Bhagavatam. Sarat, arthesu abhigna. He knows the reason of everything, and he is absolute. Sarat. Not to give explanation for his movements to anyone else. That is his position in Bhagavatam. Arthesu abhigna. What for what? Only know it is known to him. And his sarat is autocrat. So no explanation can be called for from him. It is automatic. Automatic autocrat in dynamic movement. It is his lila. And the law and the necessity, it is all with the underlings. And we are striving for that, for better satisfaction. What did you say?
I was going to to ask then, the ultimate goal of the Mayavadi philosophers is to go sleep on the Tathasta Shakti line.
Yes, that equilibrium, that Brahma Loka, Jannera Bindakha Vimukta Manino. They retire to that position which is tatastha in the conception of the Vaishnava, the Brahmalo. There. And in time, in Ramananda Raya Sambhad, it is mentioned, sabar deho dev deho kujaichi avasthiti, bhukti mukti banche ei duhak kaha duhar goti. Those that aspire after exploitation, enjoyment, and those that want permanent retirement, mukti, salvation, liberation, complete. What is their real position? Then Ramananda Raya giving answer to the query of Sri Chaitanya Dev. Je bhukti mukti vanse du kaha duhar goti? That was the question. The answer came, sabar deho dev deho joichi avasthiti. Those that aspire after enjoyment, they get devodeho, the position of the gods, and get good arrangement for their enjoyment, and then comes back. And those that aspire after liberation, they goes to the sthavar deha, just become a Himalaya or a tree in Australia that is living. One tree living for 5,000 years found there. In Allahabad also, there was a tree of long life. We are told that Ramchandra, he took his sitting under the shade of that tree, that Akshaya Vat was the name. And the Krishna also came under to play under that tree sometimes. And when the British constructed a fort, that the trunk of that bottle tree that was uprooted, and it was kept there, perhaps now also they keep, they have kept it to show that the oldest bottle bikha trunk is here. So long and long time, sthavaranam himalaya, in Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that I am the choicest thing in every section. So I am Himalaya amongst the sthavara. So sthavara deha means the body of a mountain. He wants unconscious position. Liberation means not subject-object relation. Subject-object both combined together. Darshan, and seeing the finger. Finger when reaches the seer ball, then no vision. Object and the subject, knower and the known. When they combine, then that becomes Brahma point. And he does not mind if Himalaya, only unconscious, for long time unconscious existence. So externally that may be Himalaya, possibly, or so many planets there are, they have got also life, they are also personality. They are in such a big figure. The trees also have got personality, the stone also, even Huxley, the scientist Huxley, he told that so small stones, which is called as gutting, when burnt it gives lime, a kind of stone. But the movement he measured in 1 lakh of year, perhaps 1 millimeter, but movement, life is there in the stone, that kind of stone. So there is life in stone also, in mountain, and in the earth, in so many planets. They are also persons, but they have got such a big figure, just as elephant and an insect. The atma, the soul in the insect and the elephant, that is one same, similar. But the body is such a huge and such a small, microscopic small body. But atma is all another type. It can exist in both the places. So Himalaya, the great mountain, a soul, liberated soul, he is sleeping as Himalaya, a crows appears. That is Mukta Jiva. Sthavadeha. Jannera Bindakka Vimukta Manino. Tadjasta Bhava. That gentleman wanted to sleep only, that Kumbhakarna. He wanted a good sleep, an endless sleep he wanted. So mukti, the sarijya mukti is like that type of sleep, a long period sleep of sarijya. The object and the subject related together, combined. No bifurcation. That is either as exploitation or as dedication, the bifurcation of two kinds. Otherwise, they both combined, mathematically. The seer and the sin. Anyone saying something from that quarter?
There's a question.
My name is Pulangana.
Oh, Pulangana, yes.
Could you kindly explain why people complain that Krishna is immoral?
Yes. Because those complain, they are the culprit. They think that they are possessor, they are owner of someone. The Krishna is the absolute owner of everything they can't conceive. So they establish themselves in a false way that I have got some right. The others have come some right against Krishna. They want to stand, make it stand, that we have got right against Krishna. Krishna is not absolute righteous owner of everything. So no, he is not infinite. Finite has got some demand in the infinite, and that not of submissive, but against. And demand first came, if we can trace, from Mahadeva, the Maya, the monster of Maya. The Purush, as a group in general, the deviated, the consciousness, the so many units of consciousness, or a mass of consciousness which deviated from Krishna consciousness, that is, Krishna is all in all, the absolute autocrat, beautiful, that is the prime cause, and that is the master of everything. From this consciousness, deviation came, as in Shiva consciousness, who is the representative in general of the deviated souls, Pratika. He says that Bhayam Dityavinibeshatasat, the beginning of apprehension is here, that I have got some separate existence. I want some separate property to master over. From here, the consciousness of exploitation came, and this is blackmailing, this is black, Kalabajar Kiki was a blackmailing.
Black marketing.
Black marketing, that we are also owners. This false ego, that is the cause. That Krishna is not absolute owner of everything, absolute enjoyer of everything, but we have got also our right. This separate consciousness, Dityabhinivesh, that is the cause of all trouble. And he is above law. Our inner heart, which can feel this real truth, that Krishna, the center of all attraction, he is the owner of everything. Who can attract everyone by his beauty and love? He is the sole owner and enjoyer of everything. And who come in contact with that plane, that current, they cannot but contain them, but to be at the disposal of that inner sweet current of the fundamental existence. Do you follow?
Yes.
Can't understand. Any question again?
I can understand.
I could
understand.
Try to understand in this way, that he is the absolute owner. All that say they are owner, that is, his creation, created by him to suit his purpose. And he is above law. Law comes only for us to regulate many, but where there is only sole owner, autocrat, law coming from him, but law is not above him. He is the absolute owner and enjoyer and doer, everything is in him, absolute position, holds absolute position in him, in his conception. Ultimate cause is such. It is master of everything. His will regulating every atom of existence. If we can accept that, even that Krishna and he is all love or beauty, we cannot have any deviance. He is owner, he is thinker, knowledge, and he is beauty. Satchitananda, Satyam Sivam Sundaram. The existence, master of all existence, the master of all consciousness, knowledge, and the master of all sweetness, absolute. And everyone have natural hankering for him, and he is for everyone, not for any partial position. For everyone he is, because he is the most fundamental. He must have to represent and fulfill, give fulfillment to everything. And when we put some objection, We want our position, that we have got some hold over some energy. What is false?
Otherwise we can say that we are envious of him. We can say that we are envious of him. We are envious of God.
Bachi amara bhagwane upar amader hingsa achi.
Kisher upar?
Bhagwane upar amader hingsa taki.
So why we say that he is immoral? Because we are envious of God.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, we have got objection to call spade a spade. The truth is truth. We have got objection. The master, he is our master, we have got objection to say that we have got one master. The, ultimately, the cause is one. The commanding principle is one. We have separate existence. We have got separate interest. We can't tolerate the enjoyment of Krishna as unlimited. And still so many forms have been created by him to enhance his position of enjoyment. That is another aspect. This Parakya system has been evolved by Yogamaya to increase the union to its highest density. Intensity is necessary. It is what is not formed in Swakriya. When publicly it is admitted, socially and scripturally it is admitted that he is the enjoyer of all of us. There, the enjoying intensity is in general standard. But to make it more intensified, the rare position of union is necessary to be created in the environment by Yogamaya. So, Jiva Goswami has shown from the scriptures that Radharani, in fact, is Krishna's own sweetheart. But the posing in Vrindavan as Parapriya, that she belongs formally to someone else, to some other husband, and to make it very precious and not only very risky and even blameable, the position has been make of a privileged and a risky type, and then the intensity of union becomes greater. It has been explained in that way also. It is true, but if we can follow by Yoga Maya, not only in Madhur Rasa, but in also, as I told previously, in Vatsalya, in Sukha and others. He is our, we have to serve him, but this service may not be eternal, permanent. In any time I may lose such opportunity. That makes one to make whole of his energy to collect intensely to engage in the service of that respective type. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Nidhai Gaur Hari Bol.
Aur ek prashna chhi maan.
Yes.
Shri Maharaj, as a disciple of Srila Tirthapad, as a disciple of Srila Tirthapad, how can I render a pleasing service to him?
As a disciple...
My name is Navanita Chora Das.
Navanita Chora.
Oh, Navanita Chora, yes. How you can render service to him?
Yes.
You can render service to him by carrying out his orders in a general way, it may be said.